Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior, and I'm here to start a spiritual revolution. And you know what? My first duty to do is to remind you of who and whom you are. You are sons and daughters of the Most High God. In other words, you are goddess and gods in the flesh. And that is according to the teachings of the beloved Christ. Okay? So, don't call me up and tell me I'm being blasphemy. Okay? Because that is the teachings of beloved Jesus. Jesus himself said that you are gods and goddesses, that you and God are one. So I'm going to take his word for it, and I believe that it to be what it is, okay? So, you know, I think it's time to get the show on the road today because we got a lot to talk about, and I'm excited about some of the things that's going on and some of the things that's happening because Spirit is showing up and showing out today. So I say, let's get started. So let's open up with a prayer so we can move forward. So, Father, Mother, God, I give praise this day and thanks and give gratitude for such a high and marvelous high energy day. I thank you for allowing me to be here today. I thank you for allowing all of the audience, everyone who is participating today. I thank you for allowing them to be able to make it from one Sunday to another. So I say thank God for just giving all of us a wonderful week that we had this week, and that you allowed us to have another week of living in, another week of life. And we so thank you, God. We know that it is no coincidence that we're all here because everything is in divine order and everybody is where they're supposed to be and doing what they're supposed to be doing. So we are all here now because of a divine purpose and of a divine reasoning. So we say thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. I call in all the higher helps that come in today. I call in all the ascended hosts and all the ascended masters, all the angels, all and give me insight and give me wisdom, give me the appropriate wording to say that I may inspire someone today to want to live a higher life and move into a higher realm of consciousness, because this ministry is about higher consciousness and what we want to do to maybe take you to the next level of awareness. So God, I say thank you for being God in me. I thank you, God, for allowing me to be the vessel to be able to share this wonderful and positive message today. So I say all of you, God, all of you and none of me, just take me out of the picture and allow your spirit to flow through me today like never before, so I can be able to inspire and motivate someone today to want to do something wonderful and change and shift their lives and move their lives to a higher state of consciousness today. We know that this is a marvelous and wonderful day. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Oh, boy. Thank you. Thank you, beloved ones. I am just so, so grateful that you're here. I welcome each one of you, the old ones and the new ones. I'm just glad that you're here. I'm broadcasting today live from beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona, where the weather here is unbelievable. I'm telling you, really unbelievable. The temperature today was probably in the high 90s, maybe even reached 100. And this is March, the third week of March. So this is quite phenomenal. That's what's going on, beloved one. So all I can say is prepare yourself for the summertime because there's some things going on and there's some things happening. You know, we're thinking about this is abnormal weather. This is just not a normal flow of things. Temperature doesn't get this hot this fast, even in the desert, okay? So it's amazing. The new cabinet of the EPA, of the new Donald Trump administration, said that their administration no longer will invest any money into global warming because it's all fake, okay? So I just want you to understand, beloved ones, of what you're dealing with and what we're dealing with. We come down to the people who are now in charge of things and what's happening with that. So that is one of the reasons why I know it is so important and necessary for each one of us to become more spiritually conscious of where we are and what we're doing these days, because you're going to have to be wise, beloved ones, because things are shifting because we are now dealing with very low vibrational beings that's running this country. And we all have to, that means that we have to raise our consciousness to be able to get through and to be able to deal with this energy that's out there. And I know that all of you are, because you're tuning in, you're gearing up. This is the time that a lot of us have come here on the planet for, to be able to bring light in this time. The universe knows the need, and it knows that we have to stand up there and become a beacon for the light, because the darkness is trying to invade, especially America, where the whole planet is a kilter. But that's okay. Right here, there's things happening. Even in the midst of the shift, we're shifting from three-dimensional to five-dimensional beings. So there's a lot of three-dimensional beings that are really dark now. They don't understand, and you're going to see some changes like you've never seen. But I'm telling you, all of you, spiritual beings out there, hold on, move forward, knowing that we're moving in the right direction. And don't be discouraged because what you see, because you are being prepared now for to move into a higher state of consciousness. Okay? Well, all of you who have been listening to this show know that I love to recap the shows, because there's things that sometimes we just miss things because a lot of things happen. Sometimes people can't listen to the show, they can't hear the show, but they want to be in tune to what happened last week, because I try to keep things on in a flow. So, but one of the beautiful things about it is that all these shows are archived, and all these shows are there for you to be able to go in and tap in and to be able to go and listen. Even when after the show is over, you can always go in and listen to the show. So I just want to thank you for allowing yourself to and allowing yourself to go in to be able to listen to the show. Because sometimes you miss things, you know, and I know that myself personally, I've been told, slow down, James. You talk too fast. And sometimes I just get excited, you know, about what's going on. I mean, I understand it, but sometimes people don't understand. And so I may say things in a real fast pace, and I'm doing my darndest to slow down. But sometimes spirit kind of get up in me, you know what I mean? And I guess it's kind of that old ministry thing down inside of me, deep inside, because I came here to planet Earth to do this specific work. So I'm enthused about it. I get excited about it. So if I speak a little fast, I'm sorry. You may have to go back and listen. Well, anyway, last week's show was a doozy, man. We talked about how to maintain prosperity consciousness, how to develop and how to maintain prosperity consciousness. And I got some real positive feedback on that, and it was really good. I think that the effort was good and everybody enjoyed it, so it was just a beautiful thing. I don't know about you listeners out there, but I know personally I was affected by the show myself more than I even realized that I would be affected by the show, because some of the stuff that come through is things that I'm not even aware it's going to come through, because I allow spirit to come through me and flow in a manner that's for the highest good of all. And, you know, I'm not speaking to be just speaking from for myself. I'm speaking for the audience. So I'm being taught as I teach you guys. So it's a beautiful thing. And last week was an amazing thing. I'm going to tell you, every day last week, I doubled my daily income. Did you hear what I said? Every day last week that I went out and made an effort to do some work, I doubled my income. And that is because I was open up to some of the teachings that I was not even attending to myself and understanding and knowing aware of it. That, and I was being reminded of some of the things I needed to do in order to keep that flow going. So that was a beautiful thing, that when the teacher could even learn himself. So that was a good thing. I did some things that that I know I should have been doing, but I might not have been doing it, but I got back to basics. And every day that I went out of work, I doubled my income every day. And I know that was directly because of what I was sharing with you last week and how that worked out. And spirit just reminds you in so many ways to how to get back to basics. So even I had to get back to basics, and I had to learn to some things, and it worked. It really did work, I'm telling you. And so if you guys didn't get a chance to listen to the show last week, get back because there's some basic things. We learned that having and maintaining a prosperity consciousness is a state of mind. First of all, it's a mental state of mind, being in a prosperity consciousness, because you got a choice. You can be in a prosperity consciousness or you can be in a poverty consciousness. It's up to you. But I don't know why you would want to live in a poverty consciousness, but hey, some people choose to do that, and if that's your choice, it's okay, you know, to do that. But we're talking about living in the prosperity consciousness. That's what that show was all about, okay, living in the prosperity consciousness. So one thing we did realize that you have to be willing to reprogram your subconscious mind. Because if you don't reprogram those old programs that are already in your subconscious mind, you are going to be held back. Beloved ones, there is no easy way out of this deal to go from, especially from a poverty consciousness to a prosperity consciousness, unless you are willing to go in and change that thought process of that old computer that's inside of you. You've got to do the work, okay? It's a must. And one of the other things we also learned, that we must stay positive. You must have a positive thought. You must have expectations of positive things. You know, one of my favorite saying is, I am blessed and highly favored. And I may say that, you know, 25, 40, 50 times a day. And that's the state of energy that you got to have, guys. You have to believe and feel in your spirit that you are blessed and highly favored. You got to believe and feel in your spirit that you are getting favor from God every day. You got to feel that energy there. You got to know that God is blessing you and surrounding you and keeping you in a state of higher consciousness and awareness. So you got to do your part too, guys. You got to stay positive and you got to take on the feeling that I know that I know that I know that I'm being blessed and highly favored. And you have to say it and feel it and get it all down in your DNA, your body. You just got to expect it. Expect something wonderful to happen every time you open your eyes, beloved one. Expect that life is going to be beautiful. It's going to be a marvelous day that you woke up and something great is going to happen for you. That's what you call keeping your mind in a state of positive consciousness based on what you're putting in yourself and allowing to flow out of your mental day, okay? Because the first 5 minutes that you wake up in the morning is how your day is going to be controlled, okay? So make sure that you be positive, do positive, be positive, think positive. And I told you last week, I gave you an affirmation last week. Now, I want you to do it this time, really do it, okay? I am prosperous, and it's very simple. Just simply say 5 minutes before you get out of bed. Do it 100 times, and I'm telling you, you can usually do it 100 times in about 3 minutes. I am prosperous, I am prosperous, I am prosperous. And you say that before your feet even hit the floor. Of course, I always say, God, thank you for waking me up and thank you for waking up my right mind. Then I go right into doing my prosperity affirmation. And that really makes a difference. So it's about getting your mind tuned up and getting your mind ready for the day. And so you will be in that state of awareness and consciousness that you have to do that. And I also told you about staying and with positive people. Surround yourself with like-minded people. Surround yourself with people that are positive, people that are high energy, people that are spiritual, not people that's going to be pulling you down and dragging you down and have nothing good to say. I mean, sure, you're going to have people in your family, your circle, your friends. People are going to have some issues all the time. You ain't getting off this planet without seeing some people with some issues. And I'm not talking about not turning your back on people and not communicating with folks, but don't let people pull you down in that situation. If your conversation go on negative for more than 2 or 3 minutes, excuse yourself. Go in another room, go do something, but don't allow your energy to get caught up in negative people pulling you down and draining on you all day long. That's not a good thing. I'm sure most of you out there are old enough to know that. You heard this old saying, birds of a feather flock together. And guess what? That's very true. If you stick around negative people, you are going to become negative. I don't care how positive you are. If you stick around negative folks, you are going to become part of your environment. If you are in an environment with people that are negative, if you know in your heart that you cannot draw them up to a higher state of consciousness and they're not going to come up to a higher state of consciousness, get away from them. Love them from a distance. Okay? love them from a distance. Don't allow them to destroy your love. Each one of us came here to live life and to do and to serve humanity to come here. Don't allow other people to pull you into their energy and get you all caught up in their stuff, and you can't do your work, okay? Because you, beloved ones, are going to be held accountable when you close your eyes and leave and go on the other side. It's going to be you, the one who has to be responsible for your incarnation here, not the other person that you allowed to keep you in that state of confusion and not knowing that where you're at and always keeping confusion in your life. Separate yourself. Don't allow that to be, okay? That's the part of, in order to, and once you get that out of your way, allow your mind to be positive today, and you got that prosperity consciousness going on, because like we said, the prosperity consciousness is a state of mind. So, and I told you last week that once you get to that state of mind where your prosperity consciousness come in, things just show up. You know, you may not even, you have no idea where it's going to come on. It just shows up. You may think, I want an apple. And you turn around, and there's an apple on the table behind you. You may think about, I need $20, $30 extra, and somebody walk down the street and give you $20, $30. It can happen like that, okay? When you're in a prosperity consciousness, the universe will take care of you. You got to do your part. The universe will do its part. So keep yourself positive, beloved one. Let yourself do it. But you know what I found out, beloved one? That most human beings have little ability to have self-discipline. And that's just it is so hard to get people to do something for at least 21 days. If you can develop a 21-day habit, you can change anything going on in your life. If you're willing to replace it with something positive for 21 days versus something negative going on in your life, you can shift and change your life. But you got to be able to do it. I know I give people affirmations, and I know they are powerful affirmations. I know they work, and they'll do them for 3 or 4 days, and then they'll quit. Because it didn't show up right then and there, they'll quit. They won't even go beyond that point. It doesn't work that way. It took you more than 2 or 3 days to put that negative stuff in your brain. So what makes you think you're going to show up all of a sudden in 2 or 3 days and it's all going to be turned around? Be willing to do the work, beloved ones. Don't allow yourself to be disciplined or lazy, okay? Because this ain't the place and the time for people of less disciplined and lazy folks. You got to be ready to go, beloved ones. This is a new shifting time, and you have to be able to raise yourself up to the point where you can move forward to get done what you need to do. So you have to be willing to do the work, beloved ones, and I know that you will. So let's get set. Let's just talk a little bit more about you know what we talked about today. And also, you know, just before I close out on the prosperity, do not expect anyone to come rescue you. Don't expect it, because, hey, you know what? Most folks got stuff going on in their lives, too. So they can't do a lot to help you because they're trying to figure it out for themselves, especially in this thick, dense environment that we're dealing with. So, but you don't need that. You got your God force. You got your angels. You got the people that are positive around you. So don't worry about sitting around worrying about somebody come rescue you. You rescue yourself, okay? You got the ability to do that. You got the ability to keep yourself positive and keep yourself going in the right direction. So we don't even have to talk about that no more. But anyway, if you didn't listen to last week's show, go back and listen to it. These are some of the things that I talked about last week that would be life-changing, okay, if you missed it. Now, if you guys are calling on the phone, I think you can go in and re-listen to the show. I'm not 100% sure. I know if you got a computer, you can do that. So, but you got to give it a try and see what it is, because that was one heck of a good show. Okay? So, now, let's get on with today's lessons. This is an interesting topic. Let's see what the angels have going on around us. Today's show is our angels and what are their purposes. Boy, you know, I've been trying to get to this show for the last 2 or 3 weeks, but Felix Spirit wanted me to wait, and now I kind of understand why I had to wait. I had to do the other show last week. But this thing about angels are really phenomenal, beloved ones. And I don't claim to be an angel master. I don't claim to know a lot about angels. This is new for me, and I'm leading spirit. That's why I'm asking spirit to come and give me the appropriate things to be able to say and do, because I don't know a lot myself. But in my research, I have discovered a lot of things that are very, very powerful that would be a big benefit to all of us today. So that's what we're going to share. We're going to talk about angels and what their purpose is. First of all, angels are angelical beings. They are messengers from God, and they're here to serve mankind on the behalf of God. And did you get that? Angels are angelical beings, and they are messengers from God, and they serve humanity at God's will. So they work directly for God. Okay? So, beloved ones, they are powerful beings. We're going to talk more and more. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, I am so grateful. I am so grateful for angels showing up on planet Earth to work with me and to be with me. God knows, if I didn't have some angels in my life, I don't know where I would be or what I would be doing at this particular time. But I thank God that these angels showed up and did what they needed to do in order to get me to the next level. And we're going to be talking about how your individual angels have really saved you many days, and you didn't even realize that you were being saved by angels, okay? But, you know, I always like to try to do something kind of biblical in the sense of verifying what we're talking about. I just want to share with you Revelation 5:12. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbers of thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 and 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice, they said, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive the power and the wealth and the wisdom and the strength and the honor and the glory to be praised." There's thousands and thousands and thousands upon thousands of angels out in the universe. And beloved ones, they were created before you human beings were created, for the angels. So the angels have been hanging out with God for eons. They're a powerful being. Now, there's 9 classes of angels, and we're not going to talk about all of them at this particular time. We're just going to talk about very few of them. We got cherubims, seraphims, archangels, and guardian angels. These are the ones that we're going to talk about now. Cherubims, seraphims, and archangels, and guardian angels. And if I mess the word up, excuse me. Hey, you know, some of these things are a little difficult now, but that's okay. If you're not sure, go do your research like I did now, okay? Okay, guys, I know that these angels, for me, have been my best friends. Today, and they have been, and even today, my angels have been my best friend, and they have been with me through this whole process, okay? So, and your angels have surely rescued you a many times. And at the end, if we get to the end of the show, and we have time left, I'm going to share with you a real angel story. And if I got enough time, I'll even let you share about some angel story. But the time sometimes gets real restricted, so I may not be able to do all those things, okay? But first, we're going to talk about the seraphims, angels. Now, these are the angels who are closest to God. These are the angels who are closest to God. They encircle the throne and emit an intensely fiery light, representing the love of God. The seraphims are considered the fiery serpent, and not even other divine beings may look at them. They are so bright and so brilliant, they can't even put their eyes on them because they are so powerful. And there are only 4 of them, and each one of them have 4 faces and 6 wings, and they do sometimes come to planet Earth, and when they come, they take on a human physical body. And for some reason, they preferred getting in the body of tall, thin people with clean-cut human beings. I don't know why that is, but that's what they like. But when they are being dispatched, and they only get dispatched to planet Earth or other celestial places, when there is something that the Creator needs them to take care of, something major issue, serious issue taken care of somewhere in the universe, then he dispatched one of these seraphim angels here to do the work, to clean things up, to get things done, and to bring things back into it where it needs to be. So they come when things are really serious and that they have to take care of business, and they are dispatched, okay? So those are the most powerful ones, seraphims, okay? Next, we have the cherubim. Now, these are the angels who are keepers of the celestial and Akashic records and also the knowledge of God. Now, I don't know how many of you out there are aware of the Akashic Records. See, the Akashic Records is really a like a library, and that's out in the universe, in the ethers out there, in the cosmic levels. And these record all the embodiments that you have, all the incarnations you have been through, and they talk about your journeys. So now, if you really want to know what your life has been about and how and what you've been doing for some time and why you've been here and what's been happening with you, you got to learn to read your Akashic records. And that ain't an easy task, loved one, but it can be done, okay? So, but there are people who are trained to be able to do that, to be able to read your Akashic records and to be able to share with you and go in. And sometimes they can even alter some of the things that happened in previous incarnations that you are still paying karma for in this incarnation, So it's very powerful when you can find someone that can go in and do the research and bring out some things that's causing you some complications now. Now, I don't know how many of you may have been, heard of Edgar Cayce, but Edgar Cayce, they call him the Sleeping Prophet. He has a big center, had a big center, and still is, the center is still there in Virginia Beach. But Edgar Cayce healed over 40,000 some people by using Akashic records. He would go into the Akashic records and find out what was going on with them and what was happening in their lives and why they were having the issues they were having, because a lot of the issues they were having related to previous experiences, previous a lifetime that they came in. And so their stuff was still hanging on to them. Now, all of the, if you can go down to the Edgar Cayce of the day, beloved one, and you will see that all that information is there. It's all documented. Every healing, everything is documented. I mean, it's a super huge library. And he tells about every experience and every person that was healed, you know, at that particular time. And that was that's absolutely marvelous that that happened. That was really, really, really a marvelous thing that Edgar Cayce did. Like I said, the information is there. So if you ever get an opportunity to go out to Virginia Beach, go out there and look at that information, and you will be totally amazed at what's out there and what's going on. Okay, now the third class of angels are the archangels. They along with your guardian angels, they help guard people and physical planets. They are responsible for dealing with matters of the humankind. Situations that happen in the world, the archangels are on top of that. They are the first order of angels that appeared in human form, okay? A lot of them come here to function as pioneers, to make change, and they come as explorers, and philosophers, and civil rights leaders. They take on physical bodies to come here to be able to bring in change into the planet. So these archangels are there, and they are buried with the human population and throughout the universe. The archangels, and it's a lot of them, okay? Because they have a lot of people that they have to deal with. But they are so diverse, they can deal with thousands and thousands of people at one time. They are there. All these angels have, you know, the elements of the essence of God so powerful in their DNA. They can, you know, help massive amount of people at one time. Okay? So the prime function of these archangels is to really to bring about some, like I said, bring about significant and important changes to the planet Earth, and to be able to do things. Now, we're going to talk about some of these archangels. I can't get into all of them, okay, because there are a whole lot of them too, but we're going to talk about some of the ones where a lot of you probably are very familiar with, a lot of them that you probably have heard of, and a lot of ones that you're probably in tune to. Let's start with Archangel Michael, who is Archangel Michael is the protector. Okay, he is the protector, especially when you're traveling. You don't want to leave home without Archangel Michael with you, because he will help you in your traveling. He will help keep you safe. It is very, very important that you take Archangel Michael with you every time you step out of the house, because he will save you from many things, okay? He has saved you from many things, even when you didn't directly ask. But most of the archangels, different than your guardian angels, who we'll be talking about next, these archangels you have to invite them in, because they don't want to interfere on your free will. They know that the Creator gave you free will, and you have a right to be successful. You have a right to have things show up in your life, and they will never come in to interfere with that any way unless you ask them to. Now, when and it's really, really phenomenal how the archangels work. Let me just share you a story with a friend of mine who told me what was happening with him and his wife, and they were traveling. It was in the northeast up in Pennsylvania, and it was very bad weather conditions. They probably shouldn't have even gone that day, but they traveled anyway, and they ran into a situation where they hit black ice. If any of you have been driving in an area and know what black ice is, you know that it is a very dangerous, dangerous thing. And when you hit black ice, especially at nighttime, and you don't know it, the next thing you know, your vehicle is just like totally out of control, spinning around with no ability to stop it. It ain't like snow. You're sliding in snow. You know, you turn the opposite direction of where your wheels are going, and you can pretty much get back in control. But when you are dealing with black ice, it's nothing you can do. And at the moment that the car starts spinning, from what he told me, and they were heading toward a railing, his wife starts screaming, "Michael, Michael, Michael, help Michael, help Michael, help Michael, help Michael." And he said, by the time she got to the third or fourth time of calling for Michael's help, the car just stopped on the dime. Just stopped spinning. Michael, Archangel Michael came and rescued and saved him just that quick. That is the power of Archangel Michael. That's what Michael will do for you. So whenever you find yourself in a situation, beloved one, that's life-threatening, or a situation that you are losing control to be able to deal with when it comes down to your physical being, call on Michael. Call on Archmichael. Some of them call him Lord Michael. You know, Lord Michael, come and help me and be here for me and stop this situation that's coming into life. A lot of the firemen and a lot of the police know about Michael, and they have been taught to use Michael in case of emergency situations that they could be a life-threatening kind of situation. So you really want to be able to learn how to do that. I know it used to be when I used to go out of my house, I used to say, Lord Michael in front, Lord Michael in back, Lord Michael in back, Lord Michael to the side, Lord Michael to the top, and Lord Michael all around me. And I keep protection in my car, protection in my physical body as I go and move about, because I know that what Michael can do. And I know that his protection he's done. And beloved ones, he has saved me in many days, I can tell you. We'll talk a little bit more in depth about that. Next, I want to talk about Archangel Ariel. She is known as the Angel of Prosperity. So I know a lot of y'all want to know about her, don't you? Okay? She is the Angel of Prosperity. Ariel is involved with divine magic. She knows, this lady knows how to make it happen, guys, okay? Which means she know how to bring about instant manifestation of the highest will. Ariel help you to attract and support your needs and your life mission. So, guys, you need to tap into Miss Ariel, because the Archangel Ariel, because she knows what's going on. Now, it is said that if you wear a rose quartz crystal, your heart will open and open further, faster to Ariel. You will bring you even closer to her. And divine love. If you were to wear a rose quartz crystal, it will help you to come closer to her. I don't know about you guys, but I do know for a fact I'm going out and get me a rose quartz crystal this week, okay, to keep next to my heart, because she brings about your prosperity, she brings about love, and she brings about the things that you want in your life. So if it means that I have to invest in a rose quartz crystal, it's worth doing it. Now, okay, you may want to write that down. It's a rose quartz crystal, and you wear it next to your heart, okay? You wear it next to your heart, and that will help make a difference. That'll help you tune into her love and her to tune into you as well. And you want that to be, beloved one, you want that energy to be in you. So crystals are very powerful and things, and so that will help bring it to you in the way that you want to have it might come to you. Now, next we're going to talk about, Archangel Metatron. And I just found out kind of about Metatron. I didn't know a lot about him other than a few months ago I began to do, I'd heard about it. Matter of fact, someone had told me a couple years ago, but I didn't pay much attention to it. But I started doing a meditation with a couple of archangels, and I learned about Metatron. Metatron is a powerful, powerful archangel, man. He helps keeps you your priorities in order. He helps get you organized and motivated. So you want to call Matrix around to when you know when you are not organized and doing what you need to do and putting things in the proper perspective that you need to have them involved in, you need to call on that beloved angel to come in and to help you. He also helps you in supporting your life. You know, when you need, especially if you are putting together a special project, something you have to do, something you need to do, or even starting a new business up, and you're not quite sure of all the things you need to do and you need to support in order to be able to get to that next level, then you need to bring Metatron into your life and call on him. Now, one thing, beloved ones, these archangels will respond to you. It's almost as if they have to respond to you once you request their services. But like I told you earlier, they don't interfere in your life unless you request them to. Once you request them to come in, they will come in and work with you. So if you're feeling a little unorganized, a little chaotic about your new adventure, about your new business, even about your if you're a student and you're having a hard time with organizing your thesis papers or whatever you need to get done for you to get out of school here in a couple of weeks, call on Metatron to help get you organized with that energy, okay? Now, you need that. You need that, and that beloved archangel will be there for you, okay? So take advantage of it, beloved one. I'm talking to you about some powerful stuff today, and I hope you really take it to the heart because these things make a difference. These archangels work, and they have the authority of the supreme being who created this planet. So you are not bypassing God. Some people say, well, hey, I can just go pray to God. Yes, you can, but you can also go directly to these archangels who are, that's their department of what they work. God assigned them to be there because that's what they do. That's the department of life that they are running and controlling from the universal higher state of awareness. So you can go directly to them, okay, and to be able to allow them to assist you. They're waiting for you. They've been waiting for you ever since you came on the planet. You're the one that's, you know, that's slow. They've been waiting for you for a long time, okay. Now, let's talk about Archangel Gabriel, whose name means God is my strength. Gabriel, God is my strength. Gabriel can help you to tap into your power, beloved one. This lady will help you to become more of a powerful being. So if you are interested in becoming more powerful in your life, then you definitely need to have Gabriel in your life and working with you. She will reassure that it is safe for you to be powerful and protect you always. Okay, so some people may have an issue about being a powerful being. Beloved ones, God put you here to be a powerful being. You know, how are you going to help change somebody else's life if you ain't powerful? If you're not able to bring something powerful, bring a powerful word, bring a powerful something, you got to be powerful in order to be able to do the work. You can't be, you know, hemming and hawing and be weak if you're not be powerful, and especially if you have a leadership role, if you're in leadership now, or you getting ready to be in leadership, then you need to ask Gabriel to come and be beside you. because this magnificent lady will be here and help take you to a state of consciousness and help take you to a place of power that people wouldn't even know what's going on. All of a sudden, you just power will exude for you. You become so powerful that people just wonder, what in the world is going on with that person? What in the world is happening with that person? Gabriel, the lady will make you more powerful and watch over you, beloved one. Tap into her. Tap into her. You know, and hey, beloved one, don't take my word for this stuff, okay? Go do your own research, okay? I'm just telling you, you know, this is the deal, and this is what it is. So tap into it. Learn about them, and so you too will have a person, and start relating to these archangels, and so you can start having personal experiences with them. And once you have a personal experience, then you will understand, and you will know that they are for your highest good, and they are going to be working with you at all times. So just learn to be able to tap into these higher beings, these archangels who are there waiting for you. They waiting for you right this second. If you need something, you can just tap right in. You don't need to make a phone call. You can just tap right in. Say, hey, Gabriel, I've got a special problem. I need help. I need something. And those archangels are there for you, beloved one. So learn to utilize that power that you have there for you. God put them here to help you get through this time and through this earth plane. Finally, for the archangels, sir, we want to talk about Raphael. Oh, my God. Beloved ones. Raphael is known as the heaven physician, and he prescribes things for preventive care and for curative medicine and any forms of intervention and guidance when it comes down to physical illnesses. That's what Raphael does. He is that being, and he helps in the healing. He helps the doctors to guide and do the work. And not only that, Raphael does direct healing in your body. I'm going to share something with you in a minute. But anyway, Raphael deals with surgical procedures and deals with anything you have to do. If you're going to go into the hospital and you want to take Raphael with you, you want to touch base with Archangel Raphael and have him to be there sitting right beside you. And if you're going under anesthesia or anything, you want Raphael to be there to guide the doctors and show them what to do. Raphael is very, very and powerful. He makes a difference. He's very, very powerful. Now, I had the experience for a couple of days, loved one. I had some very discomforting feelings in my groin area. And I don't know my prostate or what it was. Anyway, I was saying this has been going on for like about a week. And I've been sitting in hot water and I'm saying, wow, man, this thing, although I was getting some relief from doing that, you know, once I said, well, you know what? What do I have to lose? By tuning in and asking beloved Raphael to come and heal the situation and make it better. And I called on Raphael to come in and take care of the discomfort feeling that I was feeling. No intense pain, but just discomfort. Do you know, beloved one, and this is no joke, and this is serious stuff I'm talking about, within 24 hours, the discomfort was gone. You know, it was just maybe a trace of it. But Raphael, and I know it was because of Raphael. I know the Archangel Raphael came in and did his healing work. I know he did. There's no doubt in my mind that he did that. And I am just so grateful, so grateful, so grateful, so grateful. Thank you, Raphael. Thank you. I am everly indebted to you, Raphael. Now, the last group we're going to be talking about is about a group that really makes a big difference in your daily life. That is your guardian angels. Now, see, these guardian angels, by the way, beloved one, the archangels are the managers of the guardian angels. There's like a hierarchy there, you know, and the guardian angels are under the direct management of the archangels. So you can call on the archangels as well, but your guardian angels are there. But the archangels are at a higher state of authority there, okay? Now, it has been said, I don't know this to be true. I thought it was one, but I was reading somewhere where you get at least two. Well, we do know for a fact that you get at least one. Now, two, I'm not exactly sure, but I know for a fact that you do get one guardian angel assigned to you at the time of conception, at the time that you take on a spiritual soul inside of your mother's womb, that archangel is there to guide you and to teach you and protect you through your whole entire lifespan. Okay? They even said that your guardian angel not only protects your lifespan, but if your days, how many days or how many hours you're given here on the planet, it is your archangel's duty to see that you are where you need to be in order to be able to make your transition. Okay? They are that powerful. They follow you that closely through your whole entire life. Now, sometimes the archangels also help use other physical beings on the planet. The guardian angels use other people as well to sometimes rescue you, sometimes to help you out. Now, my dear beloved sister, and I hope she's on the line listening right now. I don't know if she is, but if she is, she was truly a angel for me in my lifetime. I was a young guy in my 18 years old, wild as all outdoors, guys. Woo! God, I sit back and really just think about myself, and it was scary to me. My mom said, she told me, son, I love you, but tough love, you got to go. You got to leave. And I ain't upset with my mom, but I can understand. I was putting me out, too. I was that bad, okay? So my mom took me out, but my dear sister took me in, and she gave me support, and she helped me to get to that next level. My dear sister told me, said, bro, you know what? You going to jail or you going to die if you keep hanging out in the streets doing this stuff. You're going in the Air Force. That is what you're going to do. She called one of her recruiter friends and told me, you are going in the Air Force. And that was life-changing for me. So, sis, if you're out there and you hear me, I love you. I'm always in gratitude for pushing me to that next level, to do what I need to do. Because at that particular time, you were my angel. You know what? And the beautiful thing about it is you helped me, sis, to even be around to be a senior citizen. Because if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have never made it to that point in my life. So thanks, sis, for being there to help me get to that next level in my life. And you really, really made a difference. I know my sister said, boy, you are wild. But you did, sis. You helped me become a senior citizen. And you are responsible for some of what has happened in my life. Because that was a shift and a change of where the shift and change took place for me once I went into the military. That was when life took life at a different level for me. Although I got wild when I got out, too. But that's a whole nother story. Okay? But my sister saved me. Saved my butt from going to jail and saved me from an early death. So I'm so grateful and thankful for it. Yes, it may sound funny, but that was the truth. Okay? That was the truth, beloved one. So each one of us, beloved one, have these guardian angels with us. And these guardian angels are here to assist us and to keep us and to keep us grounded. Now, I'm sure I needed two angels. If I had one, because I think I would have burned one angel completely out. They would have said, look, reassign him. We need some help. Bring a crew in here to help this guy, help this soul, because he's going too wild. So to have an extra angel, in my case, that probably wasn't necessary to have an extra angel. Because, man, my angel saved me so many days that it was just like, it was unbelievable, loved one, how many times that my guardian angel stepped in to make a difference in my life and really to save me from the pitfalls that I was finding myself into. Especially when I was a young person. See, I grew up in a rural part of the hills in Virginia, and I came to the city, and man, the city was like a paradise for me, and I went buck wild. I got into everything that was possible to get into, and I know for a fact that if those angels didn't watch over me, and I didn't know but calling on them at the time, so I know they stepped in on my behalf. Now, I had a praying mother, a praying grandmother, and I'm sure that, you know, they prayed for me a lot, and they asked God for divine protection, they asked for the angels for divine protection for me. But I know that those angels were guiding me and carrying me all the time and keeping me safe to make it through. So I just give praise to my angels every day, loved ones. I am so grateful for you, angels. And, you know, I'm just overly whimmed by the love and the concern that my beloved angels have shared with me and have helped me through and get me to the next day. And if you stop, beloved one, and think about all the things that you have been through and you know you've been through, and if it was not for a divine being coming in and stepping in on your behalf, where you would be, the illnesses that you had that could have took you off the planet, the consciousness you may have had, the bad relationships that could have ended up in a something totally different other than, you know, a walk away, could have ended up in a tragic situation. It's your angels who are there to carry you through these times, beloved ones. So you have to be so grateful for these beloved and special angels that really, really make a difference in your life. They make a difference in your life at a level that's unbelievable. Okay, so I cannot overemphasize how important and what your guardian angels do for you, because they carry you through your whole life, put up with your craziness the whole time, and say, wow, look what he got himself into now. Now I got to go save him again, you know? But now, when you get to the point where it's time for you to go, you got to check out of here. But your angels come to your rescue so many times and really have made a really huge difference in your life. Now, I told you that I'm going to share with you an angel story that happened to my life, happened in my life, that made all the difference in my life. I have a couple of them, but this one in particular I want to share with you. This one that really, really, really makes a difference in your life. Now, and maybe I can get one or two of you maybe to share two with your angel story if you have time to do that. But I was in Flagstaff, Arizona, and man, it was cold. And I was on my way coming back to the Washington, D.C. area, and I had my car packed up, everything was there. So I went and stopped at a place where I've been getting breakfast and having breakfast on a regular basis. So I went to this place, had breakfast, sat there at 8, and was having maybe about 40 minutes, 45 minutes, had a really nice breakfast. Then I just thought, I said, well, you know, that if you're traveling, especially I'm coming almost 2,800 miles, right? So I said, I need to go and get me a blanket and get some other things for the road just in case I have a problem there, okay? So after I left the restaurant and I went over to, there was a Target across from where I was eating. I went in there, I looked around, and I didn't really see what I want. So I said, okay, that's all right. I'm going to go to the Sears. So I went to a Sears, and I was there, and I saw a blanket, and I saw some other things I want. I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. So I gather all the things that I needed, right? And I go to the counter, and I get up to the counter, and I get ready to pay it, and I don't have my wallet. So I said, wow, where's my wallet? What's happened to my wallet? So I know it must be in the car. So I told the cashier to just let me set my stuff aside while I go out to the car to my wallet. So I go out to my car, and I go to look for my wallet. And, beloved, my wallet was not there in the car. Now, here I am, 2,800 miles from home. I have no wallet. I have no ID. I have nothing. You know, I have a friend or two in the area, but that wouldn't even help me at that particular time. I had nothing to show who I was, no money, no credit cards, no nothing. So I tried to stay calm, but that was a very difficult task, okay, stay calm during that particular time. So I said to myself, you know, I need help. I need help to find, I need help, and I need help quickly. And I'm telling you, it was like I lost conscious, beloved one, because I was at this time I was almost in a state of panic to what was going on. And the next thing I realized, I didn't even know that my car was now back at the restaurant where I was eating it. I don't even remember even driving there. I don't even remember even getting, you know, going to because first of all, I wouldn't even remember how to get there. You know, so next thing I know, I'm in the front of the restaurant. So I pulled my car over to the side, pulled my car in front of the restaurant. So I said, well, let me go in and ask to see the clerk. So I go up to the counter where the clerk, where the cashier was, and asked her, did someone turn the wallet in or did I leave my wallet there? She said, no, sir, I have not seen the wallet. Your wallet was not here. So I'm saying now, really panic began to settle in. So I said, okay, Spirit, I need help. So I'm walking out of the restaurant there. Then I kind of just went over to the table where I was sitting at. And where I was sitting at, there were people there. And my wallet is black. The carpet on the floor is black. I looked down and looked underneath a guy's foot. And my wallet was right there on the floor. Beloved one, I tell you, yeah, my heart just like fluttered. And I was so overwhelmed. I was so grateful. I was so thankful. I grabbed my wallet. I went out to my car and I cried like a baby. Honestly, I did. Because I knew for a fact that Spirit, my angels, my guardian, and I didn't even know that much about them at the time, but I knew they were there to rescue me. And I know they were. Okay? So that was great. Now, I got a few minutes here. So if someone else would like to share a quick angel story, you can do that by simply pressing 1. I'll see you and I'll bring you on if you want to share your angel story. But you got to press 1 in order for me to be able to click you in to bring you on. To be able to do that, if you have something you want to share, something that you know that was direct contact with an angel in your life and something significant happened to you, you go to your on your telephone, press 1, and it's like raising your hand. And once you raise your hand, I can bring you in and bring you on. Okay? So if you want to share, that's okay. If you don't want to share, that's okay too. But that was a situation. Let me see. I got a caller here. Let's see what's going on here. Someone looked, they wanted to give us a little loud to share with you. Okay, caller, can you identify yourself and let us know who you are?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I do.
Hi. Yes. So I want to share my story, my angel story.
Okay, tell me, what's your name and where you calling from?
My name is Pam, and I'm actually calling from Massachusetts.
Okay, Pam, but share with us quickly. You got about 2 minutes, so you got to make it quickly.
Okay, so I just wanted to say, I worked the midnight shift. So I know people who work the midnight shift know that when you're driving home in the morning, sometimes you can, have a shut eye and you might not wake up for a minute or two. And I'm sure that people who work the midnight shift know what I'm talking about. So anyway, I'm driving home, trying to go home from work, and all of a sudden, my eyes close. And so when I woke up, I was swerving back on the highway because I almost ran into a tree, okay? So I said, that must have been my angel. I don't know who my personal angels are. Maybe you can, maybe talk about that a little bit. But I said, this must be my angel because, I'm telling you, I almost ran into a tree, but I didn't. I woke up just in time. My eyes, opened up just in time for me to swerve back on the highway because, let me tell you, I almost ran into a tree. So that must have been my angel. So that's my angel story. And also,
well,
I want to tell the
Go ahead.
I also want to tell the listeners about a crystal that you can get. It's called Angel Light. And this crystal is a beautiful blue stone. And it really helps you to connect with your angels and your ascended masters, spirit guides. It's aligned with the element of wind, the stone is, and it's great for your throat chakra, and it amplifies psychic channel. So it's a really, really great stone to connect you with your angels and ascended masters and spirit guides. And again, it's called Angel Light. I wanted to put that out there too.
Thank you so much,
and
Pam.
It.
And yes, that was you, Angel. And I'm so grateful that you called. And thank you so much. It's time to close. We're going to close with a prayer. Yes, you do have an angel. And I can talk to you and tell you how to find out your angel's name. But anyway, let's close out right now. Beloved one, thank you so much. Thank you, Pam, for calling. Okay.
Thank you.
Beloved Mighty I Am Present, I give gratitude and thanks for this wonderful and marvelous day. I thank you for the information that has come through. I thank you for the spirits who have allowed that information to pass through. I thank you, all the angels supporters, my guardian angels and all the angels around each one of us who have supported us this day, that we are now in tune and well aware of the power of our angel force. So we will now begin to call those angels into our lives, because now that you have know that you have personal help just a mouth away, just a word away, say, angels, come, come and help me and assist me. They are ready for you at any time. So thank you, beloved ones. Thank you so much. See you next week. Okay, we're going to be talking about ascended masters. Okay, have a wonderful and positive week.